Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, an entrepreneur who believes in investing in the middle of a recession. Randy Thompson has the rundown.
Well, we'll be talking to Bernie Carter with the coal company who is reventing downtown Reno.
And coming up on the Power Pundit panel, Mike Hillaby, Jill Derby, and Janice Flanagan. It's all coming up next on all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day. To make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
As the stewards of the land, it is our responsibility to grow our businesses while keeping a watchful eye on our environment. We do this at TRI with conscientious development decisions. For example, the TRI Water and Sewer Companies are designing a new wetland program to polish the waste effluent to a superior water quality standard. While biofuel companies like Fulcrum Bio and Advanced Refining Concepts are producing clean and alternative energy from landfill waste and natural products. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
This segment is brought to you by Hutchison & Stephan, a full-services law firm with services such as business and commercial litigation, government relations, and election law. More information at hutchlegal.com. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam
and
Shad.
Back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are pleased to welcome back to the program Bernie Carter. He is president of Day Coal Company. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
One of the reasons I wanted to have you on the program is that you have been such an amazing entrepreneur that all the way through the recession, you can continue to invest in downtown and midtown Reno. And I want to ask you, where was your faith? Because the first thing I became aware of, and I know you've done a lot more on this stuff, but the first thing I was aware of was that you were opening a hardware store in the Midtown area. And I thought, how brave.
It was brave. We took a, and when I say we collectively, there were four people involved with this project, and three of the four of us are brothers, and three of the four of us live in Reno. And that's my brother Tim that actually owns the hardware store. My brother Rick, who's a general surgeon, lives in Arlington, Texas. My partner at that time, who subsequently passed away, TJ Day, and myself. So when I say collectively, those are the four that we're speaking of. So we collectively sat down and decided that for Reno to start making progress out of this recessionary time period, that we could do two things. We could sit and wait for somebody else to come in and do it, or as local business guys, we could step forward and do it ourselves. And we felt that doing it internally would be much better. Our first enterprise was the hardware store, and we bought the building and spent Saturdays and some Sundays down there working on it to get it ready to go. And we opened it a little over 5 years ago. And it's the only hardware store inside the McCarran Loop. Now Shelley's over on Sparks is inside the McCarran Loop also. And And it's an independent hardware store. And we thought that it was critical to come down and to show confidence in the Midtown area. And that's why we started the hardware store there.
And it has just flourished since then. I mean, we're seeing a remarkable thing in Nevada, at both ends of the state. In downtown Las Vegas, you have Tony Hsieh and his downtown development group putting in $350 million to help boost the downtown. And it is actually working, and it seems to be working quite well. But you guys have all been independent businessmen without that kind of money.
We have, and the reason is that we don't have that kind of money, so we have to be a little bit more resourceful in how we approach it. And so we worked with the Snyders, Jessica and Troy Snyder, and Midtown area, and Hillary Sheevy, that was part of that group. And we started a marketing area called the Midtown area, which has subsequently been designated as a portion of the city, a separate portion of the city. And by doing that, we could work with the merchants in that area to help clean up that area. It was a pretty tough area. The other thing we realize is that when people come into our community, a lot of them come in by airport, and they'll come down Plum Lane and make a right on South Virginia Street, and that's their first views of Reno. And we wanted to make that as positive as we possibly could. And so we've developed the Midtown concept, and we currently in our projects, just in our projects, we've got over 25 small mom-and-pop independent entrepreneurs and probably over 100 employees. 2 years ago, I did a survey of the first three of them that had been in place for over a year. And those three merchants employed over 30 people and paid over $120,000 in sales taxes. And those are in buildings that had not been occupied before. And so that's the genesis of why we continue to grow and why we think it's important in our area to make those capital investments. And why we're willing to do it.
So I've known Bernie for years and been in many meetings with Bernie when he's expressed his frustration at the downtown, especially that Midtown corridor, that it's just not what Reno should look like. And it seems like we were all sort of waiting for our city leaders to show us a vision and show us what to do. And you just got fed up and did it. And I admire you and TJ for doing that. You had a vision for that Midtown area that nobody else really got. And now we get it. And where do you see that area going as you're continuing on kind of towards downtown now?
Well, we're seeing more progress. We're continuing to build new buildings there. We've got two new buildings that will open in the next 30 days. We have four more that we'll be building in the Midtown area. Other people are coming into the Midtown area now. A friend of mine, Arthur Anderson, just built Double Edge Gym, which mm-hmm. before was a Romantic Sensations building and is now a CrossFit gym, a 14,000 square feet, one of the finest on the West Coast. So we're seeing other people come in and invest in the area, and that's really a positive for us. The challenge for us now is to take that concept and move it into other parts of our city, and particularly the downtown area. And how we go about doing that, I made several suggestions to our city manager on recommendations that I would have on how we go about doing that, and I think the business community would embrace those and help start developing that Midtown North North. We acquired the post office, obviously, and so we're headed that way.
Okay, so let me just interrupt you for a second. So what were the suggestions you gave the city manager?
Well, the two that I gave them just recently was, we have developed a redevelopment district in our city. There's redevelopment 1 and 2, which are basically the kind of the blighted areas of our area. That's why they're redevelopment, along 4th Street and then up and down a portion of South Virginia Street. So one of the challenges that we have is as people that come in and redevelop, because all of our stuff is redevelopment, there were buildings there before, is the fees that we pay are pretty onerous. For example, the fixture fees cost more than the fixture. That seems pretty onerous. Mm-hmm. And so my suggestion to the city manager was, let's take the fees in the redevelopment district and not charge those fees. There's no reason to charge those individuals that are trying to start their businesses these fees. Some of them can be $6,000 to $9,000. And that makes a difference to a small entrepreneur that is working 6 days a week to make it as an entrepreneur, to have their business be successful, to live their dream, to hire those 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 employees. That makes a huge difference to them in getting going, because the startup costs are initial. It doesn't make much sense to me for us to continue to do that. These are fixture fees that have already been paid 2 or 3 times, because yep. there's been other buildings there before in the redevelopment district. So that's the first example.
I'm going to let you take a breath here. We'll take a break. We'll make some money, and then we'll come back, and we'll find out what the second one was this.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
This segment is brought to you by Hutchison & Stephan, a full-services law firm with services such as business and commercial litigation, government relations, and election law. More information at hutchlegal.com. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Bernie Carter, a developer who's doing remarkable work in the Midtown area of Reno. And now, as you pointed out, heading down towards the post office. I wanted you to get out your second point that you suggested to the city manager.
The second point was to have the people that represent the city of Reno on the RTC and also to go to the RTC board. They also have fees that are very, very high. Those fees are oftentimes higher than the fixture fees. And for a period of time, say during the next 5 years, to allow the people that have to pay those fees to pay them with credits. There are, from what I understand, over $20 million in credits that are out there that developers have paid through the years. And that you can pay portion of your fees, your RTC fees, a half of them in our area, with those credits, and then a half of them with hard dollars. And if you allowed them just to use those credits, first of all, it would take those credits and you would start reducing the amount that's outstanding, so the liability to the RTC. And the other thing it would do is it would be to encourage people in those areas to develop in those areas, those redevelopment districts. That's why you have redevelopment districts. You encourage people to come back into the center core of the city and help to rejuvenate that.
Okay, so what are the RTC fees, the Regional Transportation Commission fees?
I can tell you for a restaurant that we just did, it's $6,000.
Okay, and what does that go towards?
I don't know. We just pay them.
Okay, so
there's really part of the challenge.
Part of the challenge. RTC does some great things. They put a lot of money into some of the projects around town, the bus transportation system, which is critical, we think. They improve a lot of different things in our community. But those are fees that maybe in the redevelopment district that we shouldn't be paying. You have to remember, in the redevelopment district, it's already been developed. It's already been done. The main transit corridors are already there and have been there for a long time.
It seems like they're applying fees that new developers pay to build in roads to a new development, and they're coming in and charging them again for roads that are already built. It's kind of a redundant fee.
So those are my two suggestions.
Okay. We'll have to have the head of the RTC come back on and explain to us what those fees are for. Let me ask you this. Now, you are doing something that I really think is remarkable, because Jeff Griffin started this almost 20 years ago, and he was mayor of Reno, was to get people to pay attention to the fact that we had this amazing river going through the downtown of our city, and that at that time we didn't have any businesses that were facing the river. It wasn't until they built the movie theaters that people started thinking in a different way, and that's become a great venue for lots of different events and businesses. You have taken this grand old post office, DeLongchamps.
That's correct, DeLongchamps. Mm-hmm. He was the architect.
And what are you doing with that, and what's that going to end up being? Because it's been talked about forever. But you're actually doing it.
It was actually on the city council in 1983 to acquire the post office. So that's how long it's been around and been of interest in our community. So when we were able to acquire it through the help of the redevelopment agency, acquire it from the post office, our game plan was to put together a development plan. And so we put that together, and that's been approved by the Historical Resources Commission, the City of Reno, the Redevelopment Agency, and the SHPO, which is the State Historical Preservation Office. It is a historical structure. And so what we've done is start implementing that plan. And some of the things that we've done so far is that that building originally was, the second, third floor was like a donut. It had a light channel in the center of it. In 1964, when air conditioning came about, the post office put a cap over the top of it and then filled it with mechanical equipment. And at the same time, they, in order to get that mechanical equipment to go to the offices, which are outside, they lowered the ceiling from 10 feet down to 8 feet. And so what we've been in the process of doing is just changing that entire paradigm. So we're taking everything back out. We've opened the light channel back up. We've taken the cinder block that they used to close up the windows into the light channel, and that's been gone. All of the windows on the second, third floor are now operable windows, so you can get fresh air in. So what we're basically doing is to go back to what the Longchamp had originally designed. And we think it'll be very productive that way. We're very excited about it. I'm down there almost every day and see changes in the building that are significant. And as our historian, Mela Harmon, spoke one day, she said, the building seems to breathe again. And that's the passion that we have for the post office, and we're so excited about working on it.
Well, I want to first applaud you for it. I know it's taken a long time to get to that point. I want to first thank you for putting your name on the ballot the past couple of elections. I admire anybody that puts their name on the ballot. I'm bummed you're not doing it this year. But looking at our mayor's race, we've got 20 people. What kind of person do you think should be leading the city of Reno in the next 10, 12 years?
You've got about 45 seconds.
So
I think that the challenge will be someone that looks forward, that looks at our community not as it is today, but what it can be 5 and 10 and 15 years from now. I think that that's critical. I think we also should look at people that have made past commitments to our community, those people that are involved with the Lions Club or with other organizations that have benefited our community, that have shown that commitment level. And then I think we need to have someone, from my perspective at least, that has a little bit of financial background, because that's so critical to whatever we do for moving forward. That's another area that we'd look at. But the biggest thing we need to look at is someone that has a passion for our city. That's the most critical thing of all. The rest of these we can overcome. But you got to have someone with passion. And that's, to me, would be the most critical thing. And that's what I would be looking for.
Please come back soon, will you?
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity.
And maybe we can get some photographs of the downtown post office and where it is at this point.
Absolutely. Let me know and we'll be happy to do that.
Thank you so much. Okay. We'll wrap back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
When it comes to delivering energy, a lot happens behind the scenes. NV Energy generates thousands of megawatts of energy and moves it along miles and miles of transmission and distribution lines to Nevada homes and businesses. So when you flip a switch or push a button, there are no surprises.
When you need cash fast with flexibility, go to Rapid Cash for an easy pay installment loan and get more cash than a payday loan. Make flexible payments, you don't need a bank account, and consolidate your more expensive loans.
Love that Rapid Cash.
Who's more qualified to talk about a new Fiat than someone who's actually bought one, like Tessa Marie?
I got the Gucci model, and I got a great deal from the guys at Fiat of Reno. I love that it gets almost 40 miles to the gallon, and with the front-wheel drive, it ain't afraid of the snow.
What's more, you'll get up to $5,000 off a new high-performance Fiat A-Barn, or get 0% APR for 72 months on most models.
So take it from me, come in today and take a test drive and see what it's like to fall in love with a Fiat, only at Fiat of Reno.
Your mouth does a lot of things for you every single day, so make sure you take absolute care of it. At Absolute Dental, our friendly staff will give your smile the absolute care it deserves, like free teeth whitenings, $1,500 off braces, all your wisdom teeth removed for just $1,299, and lots more. And it doesn't matter if you have insurance or not. We're here to work out a way to make it affordable. Give your mouth the absolute care it deserves. Give us a call or visit AbsoluteDental.com.
Whoa, looks like you just got an auto title loan from Rapid Cash.
Yep, Rapid Cash unlocks the cash in your car up to $10,000.
On any year, make, or model.
You got a bag?
How about a pouch?
Love that Rapid Cash.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Jill Derby is here, the former Nevada Democratic Party Chair, Mike Hillaby, Director of Legislative Affairs with Kemper Kroll, and Janice Flanagan, Chair of the Washoe Dems. Pleasure to have you all
Sam.
Here. So I'm delighted to have you here, Michael, today, especially because we've seen several stories coming out now with the medical marijuana regulations being adopted, and Clark County, according to the editorial in the Las Vegas Review-Journal, rightly recognizing marijuana dispensaries as a revenue source. And isn't this where the rubber hits the road?
Probably. I think local government and state government to some extent are going to be a little happier to work on this because there is some revenue. But the big part is that the voters spoke well over a decade ago, and we've just, the legislature wouldn't do anything. We've dragged our heels. It's an interesting experiment. It's clearly moving quickly all across the country. We'll see what happens. I don't think we're going to be quite ready to go where Colorado has with full recreational use, but we know national groups are looking at us. They want to get something on the 2016 ballot. So it's going to be a fascinating train to watch.
And if I may reveal that you have a client?
We do. We do have some clients, both northern and southern parts of the state, interested in this business. So it's been fascinating to figure out, meet some of the people that are interested, meet people from other states where this has been legal, have some expertise that are coming in and being part of these teams. And it's a really interesting circus right now.
Jill, it's amazing. Money changes everything.
Yes, it does. And, you know, as Mike said, that train left the station 10 years ago, and it should have been acted on a lot sooner than this. And looking what's going on across the country and the opportunity for revenue is what's given it the final push appropriately.
Do you think as our population ages that there's just a history that people may have smoked marijuana when they were kids, and now, you know, as they're moving into their senior years and there's a lot of aches and pains, glaucoma, all those other things, that those people have not lost the memory of the potential of this?
Yeah, well, I think so. But plus, all the literature says that it really, in terms of its medical use and effectiveness, the testimonies are out there. It makes a difference, and that's what the research shows.
Well, the challenge has been that it's a natural product, and there's so many active ingredients in marijuana that the pharmaceutical companies have shied away from it. Well, now you've got GW Pharma, who's actually looking at how to do medical marijuana. I mean, I worked on the legislation in the legislature last session, and I think Nevada did it right. They went to Arizona, they went to Colorado, they put together a really good system, and they're giving a lot of guidance on how to do this. California did. And so, you know, people keep saying, what could happen in California? We are not California. We're not even a lottery like Arizona. I think they took some really good time to write a really good bill, and the counties are going to be able to now enact this. And I think really bring in some revenue. But like you said, the data is showing. If you saw the Sanjay Gupta thing on CNN about Charlotte's Web, this girl that had seizures, and how she's controlling it with just a small amount of cannabis.
Yes.
We're now seeing the data coming out that it really is a good natural source of pain relief.
Well, and as my good friend Dick Gamak is always saying, that we don't have all these major institutes of health coming up with reports, positive or negative, about marijuana.
True.
Isn't it time for the president, who does not have to face re-election, to say, let's get this really reviewed, let's really understand what we're doing? Because, I mean, there are things that I'd never even heard of when they started talking about here in Nevada about looking for mold. I'd never heard about mold in marijuana.
Yeah.
Well, I think as this moves forward throughout the country, it's shown that it's much less dangerous than alcohol.
Or barbiturates.
And we do, yes. And alcohol certainly has been a major revenue booster for every state. I believe that it's time that we followed the train. I don't think that... I think we're behind it. I think that Nevada should have been ahead of this, just as I feel that they should be sponsoring gay marriage. I mean, these are big revenue boosters, and we need all the money we can get, and I don't know that there's that much wrong with it. Mm.
Two quick points. I don't know that the president would come out with it. I mean, it's still quite controversial.
Well, he has said that he doesn't think it's as bad as alcohol.
Yes.
Yes.
And he also smoked it.
And, yeah, well probably you know.
It's in his book. It's in his book.
Yeah. You know, I understand now that they can separate out the elements now, mm-hmm. that makes you high from that which can relieve pain. And
the THC from the CBD.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And that makes a big difference. I have a friend that told me that he was in California using it for back pain. And, mm-hmm. you know. It works.
Yep, you can
well, I think the medical community has been openly behind this all along. They just couldn't come out and say it publicly.
I think so.
I think so. So the politics is catching up with maybe where a lot of people's sentiments were.
Yes, I believe so. Politics always lags behind.
Yeah.
All right. We've only got about a minute left, but I wanted to bring up Jeb Bush. And, you know, came to Nevada, one of the many Republicans that was going to talk to Sheldon Adelson. What do you think about a third Bush presidency? Because, truthfully, in my opinion, I think Jeb Bush would be a very interesting choice as a presidential candidate.
He's a remarkably attractive candidate. It's going to be a hard hurdle to get over. I mean, a lot of people just instinctively, they're, you know, still a lot of unease about the second Bush, Bush 43 administration. Mm-hmm. That's going to be a hard one for him to get over. He's going to have to differentiate himself, talk about his own vision, his different stance, how he would do things differently. But the name, it's good and bad.
He's a hell of a governor.
10 seconds each.
Less the dynasty issue, I think, than the fact of the Bush administration and the reputation and the legacy of that. I think that would hurt him.
He should have run instead of W.
Okay, Randy, get the last one.
Well, he was a hell of a governor. He should probably be a good president, too.
All right, that's where we got to leave it. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Make this the year you camp in comfort with a new RV from The Real RV Show. Sprad's RV, Sierra RV, and Michael Hole RV have come together at the Grand Sierra Resort. Choose from hundreds of new and used units. Compare the best name brands and save thousands of dollars. Local dealers need local service. Admission is $5 per person, $10 per family. Kids under 6 and parking are free. Download free tickets at TheRealRVShowReno.com or visit one of our dealers for free tickets. The Real RV Show, March 28th through April 6th at the Grand Sierra Resort. Don't miss it.
As a local builder and developer in Nevada for nearly 40 years, De Loretto Homes and Damani Ranch are Nevada proud in our dedication to the development and construction of environmentally sustainable and life-enhancing communities and homes.
This devotion is matched only by our commitment to the Nevada Military Support Alliance and Nevada's brave men and women of our armed forces, veterans, and their families.
We are honored to stand with the Nevada Military Support Alliance. De Loretto Homes and Damani Ranch, we are Nevada proud.
More Furniture for Less has a very special announcement.
About one very special offer this Wednesday and Thursday, and you're invited.
We'll be offering our friends and family very special pricing. It's the same discount we give our friends and families.
And you can be one of the family. Pay what our families pay on bedrooms, living rooms, dining rooms, everything.
This is no ordinary sale, and it happens this Wednesday and Thursday from 10 a.m. till 9 p.m. at More Furniture for Less.
If you've been injured in a car accident, a slip and fall, or any other life-changing calamity, how can you be sure you'll receive the best advice and help with your claim?
At Galloway & Jensen, we have the answers you want and the experience you need.
Insurance adjusters are trained to act like your friend, but they're also trained to take advantage of you.
We work for the insurance companies,
and we won't let them take advantage of you.
For your free consultation, call Galloway & Jensen today. The insurance companies have lawyers. You should, too.
Well, coming up next week, we have Lynn Warney and Robert Eichhoven.
We'll see you on the next broadcast.